A satirical Christmas Eve tweet by a Drexel University professor has stirred up controversy and a furious reaction from white supremacists. KBOO's Paul Roland has the story.
On Christmas Eve, Drexel University associate professor George Cicariello Maher sent a satirical tweet, "All I want for Christmas is white genocide." As he explained in a statement published yesterday, white genocide is an idea invented by white supremacists and used to denounce everything from interracial relationships to multicultural policies. Clearly aimed to tweak the white supremacists who are feeling emboldened by the Trump election, Cicariello Maher's tweet unleashed a fury on the so-called alt-right, with Breitbart leading the charge. He's received over 100 death threats. His university, Drexel in Pennsylvania, initially reprimanded him for the tweet, but is now apparently fully supporting him after meeting the professor and clarifying the statement's context. To get more on the story, I spoke this afternoon with Alexander Reed Ross, a local anti-fascist writer and researcher who currently teaches in the geography department at Portland State. Talk about the context of this tweet, ironically wishing for white genocide on Christmas, which is obviously a reference to a white Christmas.
So all it is really is a reference to a racist idea that white people are dying out based on intermarriage. And if we're not careful, the white race is going to expire. And I think what the professor is trying to tell people is that this is nonsense. It's stupid. It deserves to be ridiculed. And the people who carry it on are have no place in our society.
And obviously in the current context where Breitbart, which has been leading the charge against this professor from Drexel University, the fact that the guy from Breitbart is now in the Trump administration, obviously there's much more resonance for this type of white supremacist rhetoric within the actual incoming administration.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just Steve Bannon, the guy from Breitbart. It's also Chris Kobach and Jeff Sessions, both of whom are connected to white nationalist groups, think tanks, which actually carry forward these kinds of white genocide ideas and have a profound effect on our immigration policies through things like SB 1070. The Arizona state bill, it was called the Papers, Please Act.
You've been talking about this for quite a long time yourself, researching, you know, these neo-fascist groups that seem to be are clearly on the resurgence during and after the Trump campaign. Where do you see this cultural war going?
That's an excellent question. A lot of it is taking place on social media, but it's increasingly appearing in the streets, as we saw recently with the proposition to go on an armed march through Whitefish, Montana, to effectively terrorize the Jewish population of this small town. So we're increasingly seeing fascists emboldened and going onto the streets. And the only way of keeping them back and restoring a kind of normalcy to our society, I think, is by opposing these sorts of things. There are some resources online that people can go to. You know, there's Rose City Antifa is a good spot to research some of the local stuff that's happening right here in Portland. There's the Rural Organizing Project, ROP, which does wonderful work connecting people to resources throughout rural Oregon. And, of course, supporting KBOO is a really great way of getting information out to the local community.
Well, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right. With the KBOO News, this is Paul Roland.